We're back with Sundance in the Morning, and a special guest that we don't usually get on some of these weekend shows is Cooper, John Cooper, who is, let's see, what is your exact title, except for the czar of all the films?
I'm the director of the Sundance Film Festival.
Yes. And came by to talk to us about a new concept you introduced for this festival is the failure conference or failure day. So what's the idea behind this?
Yes, it is all about failure. But we were looking for the 30th anniversary. We're thinking what something we can do to mix it up. We thought let's take a day and theme it out. We didn't know what the theme was going to be at first. But we wanted to call attention to one aspect of the creative process. And so we kind of came up with failure. It's very probably the most important part of the creative process, mm-hmm. but also the one that's most denied and overlooked and scared and that goes sort of left untalked about even after it happens. So we thought, let's just pull it all out in a real fun way. So all the activities we usually do at the Cinema Cafe and New Frontier – and we're doing a big panel in the Egyptian that are all based on the idea of failure in the creative process.
And what you can get out of that is not just put your tail between your legs and go away, but what can you learn from it?
And hopefully start talking in ways where you move through it faster, where it's more expected of what you're doing instead of sort of something that's of shame.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about the screening you're going to have that is
kind of
pointed at yourself. It's the failure of mm-hmm. Of the programmers, as you might characterize it.
Yeah, because we thought, you know, we can't really do this without looking at ourselves, of course, or it'd be just, that would be cheating. So we thought, let's go back and find a film that we failed to show the first time around. And that would be, the one we chose was Bottle Rocket. Wes Anderson, of course, kicked off his career. Luke Wilson and his brother Owen Wilson were both, you know, created it. So we decided we're just going to show it. And Luke Wilson's going to be there at the screening. And then I found out when I called Luke to come to it, he goes, I submitted a short that this year that you failed to show. So it just gets deeper and deeper.
It's like, since you asked,
yeah,
so let me also point this out.
So now we're going to look at that short again and see if we failed on that one. We might even show that as part of it.
Yeah. Were you around on the program staff when Bottle Rocket was submitted?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, because I was doing the shorts then. I showed the short film, Bottle Rocket, came from a short, 2 years before that. And then I just moved over into features, and it came through. So I knew them, you know, sort of through the film. But, yeah, so I was part of it.
So the short did show.
Yes.
But the feature did not.
Right.
So what was a reaction when you called with this idea? It's like, so now you come crawling back.
30 years later.
Actually, Wes Anderson, you know, he doesn't really have to worry about things like this anymore.
Did he go, John, who?
No, he was actually really sweet. I sent him an email. He's in Europe preparing for Budapest Hotel to open Berlin. He goes, that's a crazy idea. I love this so much. I wish I could be there. I really wanted him to come, but I'm really glad that we just – actually, talking about failure is very liberating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let me tell you one story that maybe would help put it into better context for you is in the early, early days of the festival, embryo days in the late 70s, when the films were – it was just a group of Salt Lakers choosing a few pictures, and they'd send a couple of dozen. I'm told that in one of those years that they passed on David Lynch's Eraserhead.
Ooh.
So I wanted to make you feel better.
Okay.
You're in good company.
That's right up there.
We're not, you know, you're not the only one. But is it, you're going to, will Failure Day be an annual, well, I mean, will we see every year maybe, you know, one of the ones you let
that got
get away?
I think I might keep that going. We probably won't do a failure whole day again, but I'm kind of thinking it might be good to do one, you know, one film a year. I'm happy to double back and correct things. So
I love it when film festivals and Sundance has done this before too with the Coen Brothers, and I love retrospectives where you go back and especially if something changed about it, was digitally remastered or something
about it
is a little bit different. I love going back and watching those films on the big screen.
Yeah, we're also doing Clerks and Hoop Dreams.
That. Yes.
Which were both remastered. So, but that's part of the Sundance Collection, which is part of more archiving instead mm-hmm. of more failure.
I know, but it's the whole idea of failure of bringing back ones yeah. that are not in the archive, but right. did come by somebody's desk.
We have a short list. we can go on for a while.
Yeah, well, I mean, in terms of discussing failure, are we looking at, I mean, the idea of somebody submitting a film to Sundance, and first the odds of getting the film into Sundance, then the odds of the film being a success at Sundance, then the odds of it going out into the world and being a success, the odds are in favor of failure are tremendous.
Tremendous, right. And but we want to make sure that everyone has the right kind of the right head on when they do this, because you made a film. You haven't really failed at anything.
No, you've got that up.
You created something. You had a vision. We want to get filmmakers to not think about all those things going into the process. They just have to make what they need to make. And then I think most of the time when you stay really true to your goals, you rarely fail.
Well, I think that's the whole key. You have to ask yourself, why am I making this film? Mm-hmm. If you're making the film to be famous or get into a specific festival, that's not
you're
a reason.
Already, yeah,
you're host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're already.
But if you're making it because it's a passion or it's been a burning desire and it's a goal,
right?
You're right. As soon as it's done, you win. It's
right.
a win.
Yep.
Is there any such thing as when you have looked at thousands and thousands of films over the years, are there people that have undaunted failures? Do you have people that have submitted films to you 2, 3, 4 times and you never accept them, but they keep making movies?
Yeah, we do. And I won't mention their names.
Yeah.
Because but it's true. And sometimes, too, we've had films. There's a few films in the festival this year where they failed a few times with the same film. And then finally, basically, sometimes it's just you didn't get it right. You got, you thought you were. Watchers of the Sky is a documentary that's absolutely beautiful now, that it kept coming in. It just wasn't all the way there. It just didn't gel. And even though the story was amazing, the film wasn't there yet. And it was heartbreaking every time because it's such a major subject on genocide. But finally she found the tone and it clicked and Adi Belzberg is her name. She got it this year. So sometimes failure means going back and recorrecting and coming back with success.
Well, I think failure can breed tenacity.
Yeah.
And with that you wouldn't have had you not had that setback.
Right. And if you don't have tenacity, you might not – shouldn't be in this business.
Oh, my gosh.
it's a tenacious business.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it'll eat you if you don't have tenacity.
We're looking for a good, healthy attitude towards failure.
Yeah.
And speaking of tenacity and effort and possible failure, I did want to –
Are you talking about my life now? okay.
No, not that one. But the clip video display at the Egyptian, is that
awesome. I love that.
Have you seen it? Been by just twice around midnight and it hasn't been working. So I
was working last night. I was on Main Street.
It was. Okay.
Yeah, last night.
They turn it off about – I think they're turning it off around 10:30.
Oh, but okay. So that's –
You need to get out there a little earlier.
So that's not a topic for the failure conference.
No, I thought that – I was walking –
No, that thing's been amazing.
It's incredible. I was walking down the street and all of a sudden I hear these people talking and I look around and I'm, what is this? And I look up on the Egyptian. And
it looks beautiful all the time. They're doing these kind of pop art things on it. And then – but it's from the Clip Collective. But then they tell a story. It goes into a story. And you can start the story with a hashtag. So you can send something to Twitter, and it'll kick the story in. And it's about a projectionist, putting in different movies and different characters, and it's really.
I was on my way to get in line for something, and I actually stood there for like a few minutes and watched it. It just totally sucked me in. I thought it was great.
Yeah, and just finally, just not to suck up to you, but I mean, there's some changes you've introduced to the festival as the director that have been successful. Like instead of one premiere, instead of three or four different premieres
for opening night,
for opening night, and and the now legendary Film Church.
Where, yes.
where you and Trevor are Johnny and Ed.
Yes, yes. That's so, what happens when you get people so tired they just say everything. That's true.
So, okay. Well, John Cooper, thank you for coming by. And you've still got about 7 days to go. So
I know.
Good luck.
And you look bright eyed and bushy tailed early on a Sunday morning. We'll see next Sunday, a week from today.
Yes, I'll be something else tailed.
Well, thank you for coming
in.
We appreciate it.
KPCW and the Park City Museum present the weekly series Park City History Bits. Learn a nugget of local history. A new bit debuts every week. Park City History Bits, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Only in Park City, only on KPCW. Sponsored by Julie Hopkins of Keller Williams Real Estate.
Additional funding for KPCW has been provided by Right at Home, 1745 Bonanza Drive, Furniture and Home Accessories Consignment. Gallery Mar, fresh contemporary art on Main Street, gallerymar.com. Park City Gynecology, Park City Metasthetics, Women's Healthcare, Age Management, 435-214-5335. Rally Interactive, makes apps, websites, and other digital products. Rallyinteractive.com, the corporation for public broadcasting and listeners like you.